Are you one of the frightened? Have you ever tried to run away from something? You do everything in your power to put something off, to defeat the hand of fate, and then it happens anyway. Oh, you must know what I mean. Surely in your own lifetime you've tried to avoid someone or something, only to have destiny come upon you as inexorably as the grave approaches us. Draw your chair closer to the fire. No, 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 don't draw away. That's a mistake. I'll show you why. Have you ever heard the incredible tale of Vashtu Singh? He was a Hindu manservant, and what happened to him in India a long time ago is something no living soul can afford to ignore. So listen closely. Ugly vultures wheeled through the summer sky that day, and the people of the village bowed their heads towards Mecca. It was a time of the plague and starvation, and the streets were filled with the wasted bodies of death. Something hung like a pall in the air, something poised to strike. But there was only prayer to comfort the sick. The wants of the house had been many, and the master had sent his trusted servant Vashtu Singh into the village to stock up on food and supplies for the coming week. The sands in the glass had shifted many times over, and the master was impatient for the return of Vashtu Singh. But he was not prepared for the sight of his manservant rushing into the house, his turban awry, his eyes wild and unreasoning. A flurry of frightened words bubbled on Vashtu Singh's lips. The master quieted him down and asked to hear what had occurred. "Master," pleaded Vashtu Singh, "I was in the marketplace to buy food, and I saw death. He looked right at me. Master, you must give me your fastest horse, and I will ride to Samara to escape my fate." The master listened and, knowing the ways of the Hindu, gave Vashtu the horse he needed and bade him flee at all possible speed. But after the servant had gone, the master's curiosity got the better of him. Garbing himself in a flowing burnous, he went out into the stable, mounted a horse, and rode into the village. The marketplace was teeming with life and hoarse cries of vendor urging sales to the passerby, but the master saw death standing at the middle of the crowd. The master drew abreast of him and dismounted. Death saw him coming and waited, the blackness of his robes offset by the deadly wax of his features. But the master was not afraid of death. He was angry at the loss of his favorite servant. "See here," he demanded angrily, "what the devil do you mean by frightening my manservant like that? Now he's gone off and it's all your fault." The utter surprise on the white face of death was unmistakably genuine. "I'm sorry," he said in a flat, sepulchral tone. "I myself was very startled to see Vashtu Singh here in the marketplace. You see, I have an appointment with him tomorrow in Samara. So you see how it is. Vashtu Singh, like so many of us, try to run away from his destiny, only to run right into it. Are you feeling cold? Well, draw closer to the fire. There now, isn't that better? And remember, please don't be late for our appointment tomorrow. You know how I hate to wait. And I'll catch up with you, eventually."